And finally, or almost finally, Subhuti asked, "What then, O Lord, is this discourse on Dharma, and how should I bear it in mind?" The Lord replied, "This discourse on Dharma, Subhuti, is called wisdom which has gone beyond, and as such you should bear it in mind." So that's what Khonsa calls the first ending. A little bit later on, not very far, after more discussion about how this wisdom gone beyond is not gone beyond and all that again, you get a very touching moment. Thereupon, the impact of Dharma moved the Venerable Subhuti to tears. Having wiped away his tears, he thus spoke to the Lord, "It is wonderful, O Lord, it is exceedingly wonderful, O Wellgone, how well the Tathagata has taught this discourse on Dharma. Through it, cognition has been produced in me. Not have I ever before heard such a discourse on Dharma. Most wonderfully blessed will be those who, when this sutra is being taught, will produce a true perception. And that which is true perception, that is indeed no perception. Therefore the Tathagata teaches, true perception, true perception." So he's saying that with tears. Bhante's, Sangharakshita's comments on this, I think, cannot be improved upon. And so I'll leave the last words of this week's exploration of the Diamond Sutra to him. Subhuti weeps because the Dharma has touched something in him that has not been touched before. Weeping when you hear the Dharma is a sign that something has got through to you. It is as though the Dharma touches some spring in you, opens something up that was hitherto blocked, melts something that was congealed, frees up energy that was imprisoned. And you are touched, you are moved, you are stirred. There is a powerful expression for this sort of state in Pali, samvega, to be shaken by the Dharma. There is even quite a powerful word in English which gives some idea of the sort of emotional response we need to discover in ourselves before we can claim to have taken in even a little of this teaching, and that is the adjective sublime. We begin to understand the Diamond Sutra not when we imagine that we have worked out what it means, but when, as we contemplate it, we are moved, even to tears, by a sense of the sublime.